So nippy in this house. Honey, do you think you're going to be able to fix a furnace?
No problem, Skeeter. I'll have her working in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
A lamb could do the hoochie-coochie from now till doomsday. We'd all still be freezing.
Not necessarily, Mama. I just found my lucky wrench.
We'll be lucky if he doesn't blow us up.
Have a little faith, Miss Harper. Vinton is very good with his hands.
Yeah, it's just too bad this house doesn't heat up as easy as you do.
Knock, knock. Hi, Vilma. You ready to go to the mall?
Oh, dear. Is Vint still working on the furnace?
I swear, I think we're going to wind up cold and deaf.
What a shame. Maybe it's time for you to call Pete the plumber.
She already did. He told her replacing the furnace would cost $5,000.
Oh.
Can you believe it? I just put the thing in 35 years ago.
Well, I guess you're going to have to be dipping into your nest egg.
Are you kidding? We poached that sucker years ago.
Gee, Miss Harper, I guess you're just going to have to break down and apply for a bank loan.
Oh. I hate all the rigmarole a bank puts you through.
Oh, no, Thelma, it's easy to get a loan nowadays. Raytown National's slogan is cash in a flash.
You cash in a flash, and you're in the red till you're dead. No, thank you. I'm not going to go beg for money from those cold-hearted loan sharks. Besides, maybe Benton will get my furnace fixed after all.
Whoa! My Lord!
Baby, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, Skeeter. Maybe this isn't my lucky wrench after all.
Come on, let's get a move on. The bank closes at 3.
Boy, Uncle Vint, it's a good thing you remembered this space heater was out in the garage.
Yeah. You know, this is kind of like sitting around a campfire.
Oh, does that give my wilderness boy some ideas?
You bet it does, Skeeter. Let's tell ghost stories.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Ooh.
This newlywed couple was in a cabin in the woods, not knowing there was a maniac on the loose.
Ooh.
As they warmed themselves by the fire, suddenly there was a knock on the door.
Knock, knock!
Ah!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you, but Thelma's had an accident.
What? Oh! An accident?
She fell down at the bank.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just hurt my pride and my butt.
Mama, you fell on that hard marble floor.
Well, it wasn't so bad. The velvet rope broke my fall.
Come on, Grandma. Let me help you to your chair.
Oh, pipe down. I didn't fall on my ear.
How did it happen, Miss Harper?
Oh, I blame the whole thing on that pipsqueak of a loan officer.
He turned her down.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I was so mad I didn't look where I was going, and I slipped on a roll of pennies.
Boy, talk about adding insult to injury.
Yeah. Well, actually, Skeeter, it would be injury to insult, because she was insulted first. Now, if she had fell first...
How would you like to be injured and insulted all at the same time?
All right, Thelma, just calm down. Why don't you go upstairs and take a rest?
Would you leave me alone? I'm just fine.
Well, you never can tell. Mother fell down 25 years ago. She hadn't gotten up since.
Well, thank you for the comforting thought.
Speaking of Mother, I better skedaddle. It's time for her mid-afternoon Eskimo pie. I'll look in on you later.
So, Miss Harper, how much are you going to sue for?
sue? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, everybody in your position can sue.
Aunt Naomi's right. The bank was negligent leaving all those rolls of pennies around for you to fall on.
Oh, it was not all those rolls. It was one roll, and it belonged to a little kid who was playing with it on the floor.
Aha! And we'll sue him.
Good thinking, Benton. And if the brat can't pay up, we'll just put a lien on his Play-Doh.
Grandma, if it happened in the bank, then they're the ones who are responsible.
And they're the ones who got all those bucks.
Did they even apologize to you?
No, hell no. All they did was give me a lousy calendar. They ain't validate my parking.
Or give you a loan.
Well, I say bleed those bankers dry.
Well, for heaven's sake, my back just hurts a little bit.
How am I going to make a federal case out of that?
Settlement Sam Travis can.
Oh.
That sleazeball that advertises on the TV?
Yeah. I love his commercials. Oh, watch me. Watch me. Thanks to you, Settlement Sam, my broken collarbone was worth $400,000. It was the best break I ever had.
Quick, somebody change the channel.
Well, what have you got to lose, Ms. Harper? Settlement Sam gives free consultations.
And remember, you need a new furnace.
Yeah, brr, mama, brr.
Oh, all right. I always said it'd be a cold day in the Harper house before I'd listen to you goons.
So I was real upset, and I wasn't paying any attention to where I was going, and I didn't see that roll of pennies lying on the floor.
In other words, you were calmly going about your business, and through the negligence of the bank, that heartless monument to greed, the device of doom was maliciously left in your path.
You know what I just said?
Verbatim. Now, let's get to the good part. What are your symptoms? And hold nothing back, you brave little lady.
Okay, Miss Harper.
Tell him, Grandma.
Well, I've got a little bruise on my backside.
Oh, no! Spinal cord injury. Your leg is numb and you can't raise your hands above your head.
Oh, Mama. My poor Mama.
No, dry up, Benton. I'm fine. I can do anything I want with my arms.
Yeah? But can you put both arms behind your back and touch them like this?
Well, let me see. Oh, Lord. Oh, I guess not.
Oh. Severe deltoid impairment.
What does that mean?
Big bucks, my dear, big bucks.
Oh, no. Now my deltoid doesn't work.
Neither does your brain. Now shut up. I'm consulting with my lawyer here. Go ahead, Sam.
Now, think back, Thelma, and tell me exactly what happened after the accident.
Okay. There I was, sprawled out on the floor, and I was looking at myself in the TV monitor, and I thought how funny it is that you can never tell where the cameras are in those places.
What a woman! You fell right before the cameras! We've got this bank by its credit rating.
Gee, how much are you going to sue for, Mr. Travis?
Not a penny less than $3,500.
Oh, $3,500?
No. $3.5 million.
Ooh. All that money for a little fall?
Little? You suffered mental anguish and a possible hip replacement.
But this is fabulous! Oh, honey, our little sweet pea is going to be born into wealth.
Nice going, Grandma.
Just think, Mama. $3.5 million.
You know something? My neck is kind of hurting, too.
That's my girl. Now, I better get back down to the bank before they destroy those tapes.
Oh, this is going so well.
Wow. Who'd have thought a roll of pennies could turn into all that money?
God bless that little tyke. And I'll tell you what, when I win my suit, don't think I'm going to forget him. He is getting a whole roll of quarters.
I'll get the door.
You leave me alone. I've got to walk on my own.
Miss Harper, quit walking so fast.
Yeah. Take it one step at a time, Grandma.
Remember, you have been in a terrible accident.
How can I forget? I look like I've been body slammed by Delta Burke.
Come on, Grandma. Let's go inside. You need your rest.
No, I don't want to go in that freezing house. I just want to sit out here in the sun for a few minutes.
Well, yeah. Oh, good thinking, Mama. Let the neighbors see how pitiful you look.
Yeah, those insurance adjusters always check with the people next door.
Lord, I never knew making a few million bucks could be so hard.
I know what would be a great attention grabber. Let's wrap a great big gauzy bandage round your head.
Why don't y'all just put me in a full body cast and prop me up down there next to the flamingos?
Mama, this is nothing to be kidding about. The doctor says your injuries could be real serious.
Oh, what does that quack know?
Hey, Settlement Sam recommended him very highly.
Big deal. He's the only doctor I've ever heard of who works out of his car.
He explained that, Miss Harper. That's only temporary till the office gets painted.
Yeah. Now, I saw his medical diploma myself. It was hanging from the rearview mirror right next to the fuzzy dice.
Knock, knock. Thelma, you poor dear.
Oh, now, Owl, it's not as bad as it looks.
Oh, please. That's all the trouble you had getting up those steps.
Yeah, pretty pathetic, huh?
Her doctor is deeply concerned.
Well, I would be deeply concerned, too, if my office needed new tires and a valve job. Believe me, Owl, I'm just fine.
Oh, isn't she a saint? Her body may be broken, but not her spirit.
Yeah, we're real proud of her.
Will you quit talking about me like I'm not even here? Hey, stop whacking me! Lord, I just took a little spill. I didn't buy the farm.
You're not going to, my brave little soldier. Now, I have made you some beef barley soup and a prune whip to help you on the road to recovery.
A prune whip, huh? That road to recovery better have some rest stops.
I'll heat up your soup.
Well, thank you, sweetie, but I don't need any help.
Oh,
I'm perfectly
now, not
capable.
Another word. I am going to help you recover no matter how long it takes. Keep the faith, buckaroo.
A word. I'm acting like I'm at death's door.
That's great. If your best friend believes you're in a bad way, so will the insurance company.
Yep, and then that settlement money will come rolling in.
That's right. I am looking at my $1 million mama.
Yeah, how come I feel like 2 cents?
Oh, Lord, I will be so glad to get out of these contraptions.
Yeah, I thought my long line girdle was a killer.
Miss Harper, what on earth are you doing?
I'm rinsing my dishes.
In broad daylight?
The insurance adjuster and the lawyer are going to be here any minute. If they see you doing chores, our lawsuit is going to go right down the drain with the dishwater.
For shame, Mama. Rinsing.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just couldn't help myself. I started off innocent enough with a cup and a saucer. I thought I could quit. Kept telling myself it was just recreational. Next thing you knew, I was in the hard stuff. Pots and pans.
All right, very funny. Now come along into the living room and sit in your chair.
I'm sick of sitting in my chair and doing nothing.
Mama, the lawyer said not to lift a finger until after you meet with the insurance person.
Yeah, but how come I have to meet him in my nightie?
We have been through this 100 times. It has to look like you're too weak to dress yourself.
Well, let me tighten up that sling for you.
Oh, Vic! Lord, your butt's gonna be in a sling if you don't quit jerking me around.
Okay, everybody, I got it.
What?
Something that is gonna cinch your case for sure.
Look, Mama, it's...
It's a walker.
I know what the hell it is. Bubba, you can walk that thing right back where you got it.
But Settlement Sam says you gotta use it to show the insurance company how bad you're hurt.
Oh, no, I'm not touching that thing.
Oh, come on, Mama, please, please. This will be fine.
Get that pile of pipes out of my house.
But, Grandma, if you use it, you can have everything you've ever dreamed of, including a new furnace.
Yeah. And with what's left over, you can buy us some stuff, too.
Yeah, like a college education for your new grandchild.
And a Corvette for your old grandchild.
Stop drooling, you greedy gusses. Now, I agreed to the brace, I agreed to the sling, but I have to draw the line at hobbling around in a walker.
Shoot, Vinton, now we're never going to have enough money to move out of here.
Give me that thing, Vinton. I got some practice.
Mama, it's them. Quick, sit down. Sit down. Now, put your feet up.
Now,
act like you're in pain.
Well, I am in pain.
Good.
Yeah. Don't forget about the 3.5 mil, Grandma.
I won't. I will give the performance of my lifetime.
Okay. Come in, Mr. Travis.
Afternoon, Vint, everyone. This is Miss Small from Tri-State Insurance, the Harper family.
How do you do?
Hello.
Hello, Miss Small.
This is our claimant, Mrs. Thelma Harper.
I figured.
How are we today, Mrs. Harper? Still pretty terrible?
Terrible would be a blessing, Mr. Travis.
My poor grandma.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Mama. Mama.
Look how heartbreaking this is. One calamitous fall, four shattered lives.
Mrs. Harper, Raytown National Bank is sorry about your little mishap, but they do feel $3.5 million is a little excessive.
You're not going to offer me another calendar, are you?
However, statistics do show
forget
that
forget in- your charts and graphs! Behold the woman! Mrs. Harper, would you, could you, manage a few steps for our Miss Small?
Oh, go on, give it a try. Oh.
You can do it, Grandma.
Yeah, here, let me help you, Mama.
That's all right. I think I can manage myself, son.
Oh, come on, Bubba. It's going to take the two of us.
Take it easy now, boys. Be careful.
Am I moving yet?
No, dear. Hold on tight and try putting one foot in front of the other.
Don't overexert yourself.
Not such big steps, Mama.
Whoa. I'm hearing bells.
Knock, knock.
Oh, Thelma, no. Has it come to this?
Hi, Iola.
What are you doing up? Whatever it is, I will get it for you. Sit down.
I can't. They're making me walk.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, no, Iola, you don't understand. This is the insurance adjuster. This is our lawyer. This is our neighbor, Iola Boylan.
They're here to see how bad off Grandma is.
Oh, well, I seem to be at the bottom of the stairs. Did you want me to climb those?
Yeah. Forget the stairs, Mrs. Harper. I think you've walked enough.
Thank God.
Yeah, so what do you say now, Miss Small? Well,
I say I'm not convinced.
Oh, not convinced? Well, do you think that she is faking? Obviously, you do not know Thelma Harper. This woman is as honest as the day is long.
Oh, now, Iola, you don't have to go on about it.
Well, I most certainly do. Just a few days ago, this was a vibrant woman. And now look at her. A pathetic shell of her former self. Tired, weak, frail. Listless, sickly.
Really, Iola, you don't have to go on about it.
Feeble, old, decrepit. A suffering, shuffling, shutting.
Oh, shut up, Iola!
Is all this talk wearing you out? Well, let's get you to your chair, Mother.
Hold it just a minute. What did you just call me?
Oh, did I say... you were just so much like Mother, I guess it just kind of popped out.
Well, you stuff it back in and get your hands off of me. I have had it. I cannot go on with this anymore. I'm nobody's helpless old mother. Now hear this. Thelma Harper is alive and well.
Pay no attention. Her mind goes off sometimes.
Yeah, it's not the only thing that's going off, starting with this stupid neck brace. Da 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 da.
Your case, Travis.
And our fortune.
And my Corvette.
Thanks a lot, Mama.
Oh, I just can't believe you faked all of this.
I'm sorry, Iola. I saw all those dollar signs and I just went nuts.
That's it. Mental impairment due to concussion.
Stick it in your briefs, you shyster.
Well put, Mrs. Harper. Obviously, your injuries are not that significant. But since you did fall at the bank, I am prepared to offer you a settlement.
A settlement?
Mm-hmm. If you just sign right here, I will give you a check for $5,000.
Oh. $5,000? Hot damn, you hear that? This is going to buy me my new furnace.
Well, you're forgetting my fee. I'll be taking my usual 80%.
Hold it. You mean Miss Harper's only going to get... $1,000?
No, not quite. She still owes me for mileage, phone calls, Xeroxing.
Well, how much is she going to get?
Why don't you just sign the check over to me and we'll be even?
Wait a minute. You mean I'm not getting anything? Zero? Nada? Zilch? There goes my new furnace. Serves me right for listening to my crooked family.
Well, look on the bright side, Mama. You got yourself a brand spanking new walker.
Now, wait till I get through with the three of you. Y'all can take turns using it.